Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly on a very special Victory Monday. As it's a Victory Monday that sends us to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. All the Afternoon Show lunatics are here well. Yoshi's here.
Our people.
Herb is here.
Yes.
Former Afternoon Show guy Chuck, also here. Aaron from Mount Airy. asked for it, buddy.
Starting very loud, Eagle Shane. Yeah.
Did you say OG?
OG.
OG's here,
of course.
OG's here. Yeah. Well, and Herb tried to shoulder me while I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
so
he's fired up. He can do an Oklahoma drill right now.
Oh, listen, he got his drip on today.
No,
he got his nice Adidas sweatsuit on.
Let's see if everybody...
That's all it takes.
2 weeks of this.
Yeah.
It's going to feel good.
Yeah.
It's going to feel good.
Wait, listen, wait till we get to New Orleans and it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. it was like when I was in Minnesota, I didn't feel it in, was it Phoenix?
Phoenix.
I didn't feel it in Phoenix because I left on Wednesday. But in Minnesota.
Oh, we took over Mall of America.
Yeah. You could feel it everywhere you went.
Well, and Phoenix was different because a lot of people stayed in Scottsdale.
Right.
It was in separate spots.
So it wasn't like a total downtown. And again, I've never been to New Orleans, but I think people are going to be more downtown New Orleans because it's actually nice in downtown New Orleans.
Yeah, it's going to be something. The Eagles fans in New Orleans.
I wonder how the Chiefs fans travel. I mean, they'll be going for a three-peat.
Yep.
I think by the end, like in 17, the Patriots fans were a little fatigued.
Like, we got another parade.
I got to shell out $10,000 for this? Are you kidding me? I can just watch it in my house.
Well, the cost thing is a thing.
Sure, going to the Super Bowl.
I was looking at tickets earlier today. The cheapest tickets I saw in secondary market were $5,200 this morning.
Oh, it's about game tickets.
Yeah, and that's a ticket. And then you got to find a place to stay, and you could do a flight. So
that's one ticket?
One ticket.
Man.
Dude,
very, very top.
Just what?
At the top of the stadium?
$5,000. A ticket.
Nah, I'm good.
And they sell out.
God bless everybody who decides to go, but I'm good.
It's unbelievable.
I'm good. No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So I can just imagine you win a few Super Bowls. the trip is, for two people, you're talking about $20,000 or something.
Well, and think about it. It's coming off the holidays.
Right.
So everybody's been spending money since Thanksgiving to Christmas, New Year's, everything.
Sounds personal for Ike.
Well, no, it's everybody.
You know what you got to do?
Yes.
You got to look.
I don't go to the game, so I'm good.
Yeah. You got to look at your son or daughter. Maybe they're, I don't know, 5, maybe they're 12, and go like, college is overrated. I'm going to be honest with you.
I tried that.
Yeah, you're going to go to trade school, and you're going to earn more. You're going to be, college is a waste of time anyway.
Well, listen.
I think that's the plan.
Like in 17, they hadn't been there in a while. Mm-hmm. So it made sense. Like, this could be a once in a lifetime.
Right.
Yep.
This is the third one.
This is the third one. We're getting greedy around here. Are you kidding me?
Spoiled.
We're getting spoiled.
Now, you know who's not spoiled?
The Phillies?
That is one, Saquon Barkley. And this is what Saquon had to say after the win yesterday.
You told me this season hasn't felt real. How does this feel, Saquon?
I ain't going to lie. I try to downplay it in my head, but it's amazing, man. It's amazing. We're here. Super Bowl. But the goal wasn't just getting there. The goal is to win. And we're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
Hey, let me talk about the game real quick with you guys. Total team effort, defense, offense, what you guys were able to do after those deep turnovers were forced. What are your thoughts on that? It was all in.
We knew that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a team effort. I'm going to give a shout out to Will Shipley. He came in, finished strong, but we talk about in the running back room about making plays. Our guy Kenny went down. Will stepped up big for us, but the team came out, man. Everyone came out, made big plays, and got the job done, and that's how you get to the Super Bowl.
And you are going to a Super Bowl. You told me on Friday. I've dreamt about it. I've thought about the confetti. You're going to see your family here in a minute. How does this compare to what you dreamt about?
I always dreamed about it, but the dream wasn't just getting there. The dream was winning it. So that's what the mindset's at.
We'll see you in New Orleans.
Appreciate you.
I just, as great as he's been this year, I can't stop thinking about the change and the journey from where he was to where he is, especially when you consider he wanted to stay in New York if they would have him.
Yeah.
So he would have still been part of that there and then ends up in this situation. And I think the culture of this team can't be overstated, but I do think his arrival is part of that as well.
Hell yeah, it is.
You know, not just a good leader and a great player and a hard worker, but somebody who knows how the other half lives, you know?
Yeah.
Who understands how it could be here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so he can appreciate it more. Sometimes when you're in it and you've been in it for a few years, you can almost take it for granted that the team wins around here or what have you. But yeah, we've been saying it for a long time. This year is about Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. Right? When I think about the 2024 Eagles to 2025 going to the Super Bowl, you know, it's a great team, and we had a lot of great players, a lot of good young players that have stepped up, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. But if there was a face for this team this season, it's Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Like, I thought Jalen was the face of the team in 2022.
Yes.
And he was there start to finish. He was the most surprising of the players that seemingly took the biggest step in 2022. So coming off of 21 to looking like he looked in 2022, where he's an MVP runner-up, I thought that year was about Jalen Hurts. That was the Jalen Hurts year. And that's saying a lot because we got AJ that year. But to me, this year's, it seems more about Saquon, right? It's a whole team, but he's the face of this season.
Well, it's almost like, so he scores the touchdown on that first play. And it's almost like I've lost perspective about how ridiculous that is. Mm-hmm. Because now he just does it every game.
Yeah. Yep.
Like early, he's going to have some 50 or 60-yard run for a touchdown.
Yeah.
He had that play, and I was like, oh, of course. Of course Saquon's going to bust a run to score a touchdown the first
time. I didn't know it would be the first damn play of the game.
And it wasn't like that one was easy.
No.
You know, he got hit in that one.
He had to make a couple guys miss.
He had a spin move in there and pushed a guy off. It was an impressive run. And we mentioned Kellen Moore and a play that we did not see very often. That toss is not something we've seen that often.
Well, they should use it more. I mean, him on the edge.
I'm telling you, dude. Me and B. West, we were talking, and we're like, man, this dude is Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
It's Bo Jackson,
that
man.
Sort of power and speed
power
together.
Power and speed, man.
It's usually one or the other.
And we didn't get to see Bo play like we should have. He used football as a hobby, and it didn't last very long. But for those of us that are old enough to remember Bo Jackson, he played running back, and it looked different than everybody else that played running back.
He ended Brian Bosworth's career.
Yeah, speed and power.
Yep.
And Saquon, there are not many running backs in the league that have breakaway speed, explosive speed. To where this dude gets in the open field, you're not catching him.
And he's strong.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying, a 230-pound running back.
And it's not just straight-ahead speed. Like, Pacheco is like...
Yeah, oh,
point,
yeah,
straight ahead.
Yeah, north and south.
But Saquon can do all
yes,
of it.
Yes, sir. Saquon got wiggle to him. Well, we saw his wiggle. his wiggles, and then he hurdled somebody backwards. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Nobody has.
It makes you wonder where his career would be if maybe he goes 12th in that draft and goes to a team that is already established and not a disaster, that isn't waiting on him to be the sole reason they're good. Like, we're not talking about maybe he can squeeze out a Hall of Fame career if he has three more years. He is in the throes of a Hall of Fame career.
Well, check this out. I mean, I don't know if y'all noticed it yesterday. Brady called him a Hall of Fame running back.
Multiple times.
Several times yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
And I was surprised at that.
So was I.
I was surprised that Brady was saying that. He's basically like, but I know what he's saying. That's Hall of Fame talent is what you're looking at.
Hall of Fame caliber.
Yes.
Right.
That's what you're looking at. That's why I'm like, man, if this dude can just stay healthy for the next 3 years, if he can stay healthy like Frank Gore. Like, Frank Gore played for like 13 years, 14 years.
Yep.
I don't know if Saquon can play that long, but, man, you give me 10 or 11 years where he plays another 4 years here and he's playing at this consistent level. He looks like a Hall of Famer to me.
I just don't remember the last time, and again, Brady mentioned this yesterday, they're an explosive offense with the running attack.
With the running game.
Right, which is not how the
tricky or anything, by the way. Yeah.
Nope, man.
It's one running back, too. It's not even like Detroit.
They got the
Gibbs
two running backs
and Montgomery.
Yes.
We just have the one guy.
Man.
215-592-9494. Chet and Broomall, you're on WIP.
Chet.
Hey there.
Did you fall out of bed?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we got you.
Barely. Come on, Chet. Talk into the phone.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, the Eagles are going to Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yeah,
wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, headline. Headline.
I'm still in shock. NFC champion.
Did you seriously fall down the steps? What happened?
Chet,
can we please lock in,
brother? You're on the radio. So
I know. I get that.
Come on, Chet.
Start cooking.
My thing is, Saquon Barkley is
good
gonna
player.
Win. He's going to get the all-time record for yards run.
Yes.
All right, Chet.
All right. No. Your Chet fell down.
Big
again.
Old swing and a miss.
Yeah, all right. Not a good one.
Not to pick on Chet. Holy cow.
Well, who else are we picking on?
No one else.
Case? Yeah.
One person.
While we recover from that, I'm going to tell you, you got a pet like Chet. Chet rhymes with pet. Look, we have two dogs in our house. I had a cat as well. If you have a dog or cat, there is only one place that I want you going to. Only pet store is Dogs and Cats Rule. And that is to get food for your dog, for your cat. That is to get supplements. That is to get treats. And the best thing, there's two great things about Dogs and Cats Rule that the lead dog, George Perenni, has set up. First of all, it is like the highest quality products. And the dog foods and the supplements that you're going to get there, not only local, a lot of local products, but high quality. And remember, you are deciding what your pet eats. They can't decide. So you might as well decide on the best thing. And the second thing is the staff. All seven locations have a staff in place who can answer all of your questions. You have a dog that's 4 years old and allergic to this, they're going to know what the answer is. Have a cat that's 12 years old, a little overweight, need food to get that weight down, they have the answer for it. You don't have to go Googling it, looking up yourself. You don't have to worry that the staff doesn't know what they're talking about. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule knows all of it. Also, toys and collars and harnesses and all that stuff. The only one you need. There's seven locations. In Pennsylvania, we have Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell. In Jersey, we have Pennington and Princeton. If you want to know the exact locations of all these places, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Pat in Denver.
Pat.
My buddy Pat in Denver.
Yeah,
you're on WIP.
How do I follow Chet? I don't know how.
Yeah.
Please save us.
Yeah, just stay alive.
Saquon is playing Tecmo Bowl right now.
It does seem like he's video game level. Yep.
It is insane. And I'm going to put this out there, and I told JJ earlier.
That's another Bo Jackson reference.
It might be the greatest free agent signing in the history of professional sports talking about right here.
Well, for one year.
You did have Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, we traded
this is all sports.
No, I'm talking about all sports. Ohtani is, you know, whatever. But
whatever, yeah.
I'm not bringing
– The Heat
I'm
signed
not
LeBron.
Baseball into this thing.
And the Cavs signed.
Now we're about to start going down.
No, I'm just saying. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Pat. I would say for 1 year, because we don't have the whole. We don't know what the
future. Right, you don't know
what
the whole. Yeah.
But for 1 year, I can't think of a player who has had as much of, or more of an impact than Saquon had this year.
Drew Brees comes to mind.
Yeah, big
Drew
one.
Brees,
yep.
And Peyton Manning. Yep, yep. You can throw some names out there, but. Yeah. Given what happened last year with this team,
yep.
And how it turned around, yeah. I don't think you can. I don't think you can argue. I mean, we can argue with that when baseball and you know those things happen.
The season's over.
Yeah, no more baseball.
Can you guys shut the front door on hating on Jalen Hurts? Please?
Oh my God! Oh, here we go,
Pat
and Jack.
I mean, I wanted to give you a break because Pat generously donated $500 to my Special Olympics fundraiser.
And that
don't
lasted
bring that
a minute,
up, man. Bring that up.
And you know, Polar Plunge this weekend. If you'd like to donate, just hit my Twitter page. If you'd like to jump with us, but can we stop calling it hate and just say it? We're calling it like we see it. Me at least.
Yeah, you can call it like you see it, but I'm watching Josh Allen right now in the condensed game. He stinks. You want Josh Allen on this team? No,
yes.
I don't want Josh Allen. He almost threw three interceptions in the first quarter last night. I mean, give me a
what
break.
About
Jack.
Surely, if he was at home against the Commanders, I'm definitely sure that if he had A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley,
surely.
He would not have been
don't
able to move the football.
Surely. Come on, Jack and Spike. You
well,
can't
it's pretend. It's just obvious. I don't know. Like, listen, you can want Jalen all you want, and that's fine. He's doing a great job. It's just like. To me, it's pretty obvious, Josh Allen.
And here's the thing, Pat.
It's not obvious.
Pat.
It's not.
Well, no one outside of Philadelphia agrees with
you. But, Pat, can I just, like, we're not getting – my whole thing has never been let's go get – we're not getting Josh Allen. It just doesn't matter. What matters is Jalen is here, and they're in the Super Bowl, and he played great yesterday. So all that I'm going to say is he's the quarterback of the Eagles. When he plays bad, we'll say he plays bad. When he plays great, we'll say he plays great. And ultimately, we want him to play great all the time. And saying that he played bad when he played bad isn't hating on him. Like, it's just reality. And that's where we are. And I just – what we saw yesterday, the acknowledgement of how good he was yesterday, if you're going to talk about how good he was yesterday and then compare it to the other two playoff games, you can say that's what we want. There it is. And it wasn't – everybody's talking about, well, he doesn't – you want him to throw for 400 yards and 45 times. No. No, he threw for 240 yards yesterday. It wasn't anything he wasn't doing what Joe Burrow does. He wasn't throwing it 50 times. All we want is when A.J. Brown has one guy on him to throw him the ball. When there's an early throw him the ball, that's it.
You guys want it to look good.
No.
You guys want it to look
no,
good.
I want him
and
to. It, no.
You could throw DVOA and
Pat.
Spin rate and all the other stats out there.
Spin rate.
But winning Pat. Matters, man. Come on.
Yeah, winning matters, and you win by playing well. So all I'm saying is, and we saw how many times did Saquon carry the ball yesterday? 18 times, right? You would love your best free agent ever to have a long career with the Eagles, wouldn't you? Well, I'm telling
Absolutely.
You, if
yeah.
we throw the ball effectively, there will be a lot more games where Saquon touches the ball 18 times and not 30, which will extend his career here. And we're not going to have
players
to...
Players are players. Lombardi trophies are Lombardi trophies. And
God
Jalen
bless
Hurts
you,
is going to go get you those Lombardi trophies.
Really? How many so far?
Than anybody else.
All right.
Way to cook, Pat.
Yeah.
No, he was cooking with gas.
I love you. And the reason I let him on the whole time is because of the donation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
You could be bought off.
You were bought.
It was $500.
Yeah,
that's great.
It was very kind.
Yeah.
Anyone else would like to donate $500?
Yeah, you'll get a full allotment of time.
90 seconds at least.
Yeah. If you want a free shot at Spike about the Jalen thing, then just donate a little bit of money.
Yeah, free shot at you, too.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
Well,
he's distancing himself.
Yeah.
I'm not – I feel very comfortable with where I'm at with Jalen.
So am I. I feel comfortable.
When he wins the Super Bowl
– Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want?
I want elite status.
No. No.
Huh?
No.
He can't be an elite. Hold on. If he wins the Super Bowl, he's not an elite quarterback?
Are you asking me or him?
I'm asking both of you.
I have four guys in the elite status.
Yeah, you're going to add one to five. Because you know what three of those four guys don't have that he
Super
would
Bowl.
Have?
A Super
yeah.
Bowl. Correct.
And two of them don't even have an appearance.
That's true. I actually...
Two of them don't even have... Yeah, you hear me? Two don't have an appearance.
That's fine.
But they all play each other.
Oh, I can't listen.
Yeah.
And they're all high first-round draft picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that it's not like they don't have the talent to win.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Jalen has to go in the elite status. It's got to be five.
We'll discuss that from now to the Super Bowl. I will let you convince me of it.
If he wins the Super Bowl and he's gone to two, he has to be in the elite status category.
Is Eli elite?
Eli? No.
Joe Flacco?
Won two Super Bowls.
Yeah. But you got to add the other stuff there as well. Eli was never an MVP candidate. Eli, for the most part, was a 500 quarterback.
But won two Super Bowls.
I get that. So did Jim Plunkett. My point is that it isn't just the Super Bowl. It's the other things as well. Jalen wins at a high rate every year. Eli doesn't. Matter of fact, I think those are the only two times Eli was in the playoffs. Possibly.
Tiki's last game was 06, right? And that was a playoff.
No, you're right. That was a playoff, yes. But
other than that, yeah.
Usually, Eli Manning didn't go to the playoffs every year. Right?
No.
Yeah, he didn't. All I'm saying is, listen, it's going to be a great offseason. Because if we got a Super Bowl in our back pocket as an argument, both of you two are going to have to give it up. Have to give it up.
Yeah. I mean,
elite status.
Again, you can have your opinion. you can have your opinion. That's fine. It's going to be a long summer for me. I'm already over it. I was mentally preparing at 4 a.m. this morning, thinking about what the summer was going to be like.
He told me he couldn't sleep because he was having Jalen arguments in his head.
I was thinking about O.G. Wade the whole time. I was like, how am I?
He's the least of our worries.
No, I know.
Right.
I love O.G.
Yeah, he's harmless.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, listen, I know.
If he wins the Super Bowl.
It's going to be hard.
Man.
I'll find a way.
Man.
Go. I'm rooting for him.
Yes.
Just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I wasn't sure for a minute over there.
Yesterday was awesome, man. It was.
Here, do you want to turn this show up to another level?
What do you got?
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
Here we go.
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do?
Huge win, and I have one thing to say. Is that what y'all wanted to see?
It was. It was, actually.
I can't even hear.
Hey, Prince.
Hold up. Okay, Andrew. Okay, hold up. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, give me one.
Why would you do that?
Gone.
You call the show every day.
Gone.
Every day we say no speakerphones. How are we still doing this okay?
Gone.
This guy. This guy.
He had his chance.
How do you do that?
Wow.
No speed. Look, again, we have a lot of new listeners, right?
We love you all.
Ike Reese right there, Jack Fritz. I'm Spike Esser. We're here 2 to 6.
Although somebody confused me for Vasek and him earlier today.
Oh, you guys look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're listening to the show, we're here 2 to 6 every day. It's the best show on WIP. It's the best show in Philadelphia in the whole radio.
I've been confused for a lot of people. I haven't been confused for Vi. That was the first time.
Like, Jason Avon, I get.
Right.
You know, even Mike Quick.
Even Mike Quick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Happens.
Yeah,
Vi's not even close.
Vi didn't even work here. what are we doing? Vi Sigahema.
Well, no, they said.
I look more like Vi Sigahema than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No offense to Vi.
It's true, yeah. No offense to Vi.
Yeah. The handsome guy. Better looking than me, of course.
I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next.
Oh, yes.
Jack gives out his game balls. 5
better
o'clock.
Be correct today.
Yeah. I'm,
this is called the fair. I'm going to call this the fair and balanced game balls.
There's a lot of pressure on you in this one. A
lot of game balls.
Eyes are on you.
There's a lot of extra game balls. A
lot of balls for you.
A lot of balls to juggle, Spike.
Yep. Slippery.
Like Saquon's buttons.
Yep.
I really wish we broke down that story more with Elliot.
Saquon's buttons.
Yeah, remember when Elliot had a button-up Saquon shirt?
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
In front of all the reporters.
It's been a long season. It seems like it was 10 years ago.
Man.
All right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The top five of five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.